This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department on Monday announced charges against three Chinese intelligence officers and a Chinese computer hacker. The charges were in connection with an unlawful cyber campaign that pilfered trade secrets and confidential information from dozens of companies, universities, and government entities in the United States and 11 other countries between 2011 and 2018. The theft included information about sensitive technologies that were of significant economic benefit to China's companies and commercial sectors, the department said. It added that the hackers targeted research institutes and universities to steal infectious disease research on Ebola, MERS, and HIV/AIDS. The announcement came as the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden and its allies formally attributed a massive cyber attack on the Microsoft Exchange server email software earlier this year to hackers tied to China's Ministry of State Security. U.S. officials said Monday that as many as 2,500 Afghans will be airlifted out of Afghanistan as the United States completes its withdrawal from the country after nearly two decades of war. The officials said the Afghans will initially be housed at an army base south of Washington when flights begin later this month. The group includes about 700 interpreters and others who aided U.S. forces, as well as their families. They will eventually be resettled elsewhere in the United States. Officials said last week that the goal is to get approximately 18,000 Afghans out of the country before the last U.S. troops withdraw at the end of August. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also use our mobile app. This is VOA News. Russia said on Monday it had carried out another successful test of its Zircon hypersonic cruise missile, a new addition to an arsenal of weapons called Invincible by President Vladimir Putin. Moscow has in recent years touted the development of futuristic weapons that it hopes will give it the edge in any arms race with the United States at a time of growing tensions with the West. Footage distributed by the Defense Ministry showed the Admiral Gorshkov warship launching the cruise missile at a target on the Barents Sea coast in northern Russia. The Defense Ministry said the missile successfully hit a target directly at a range of over 350 kilometers. The Pentagon declined to comment on the test itself, but spokesman John Kirby said that, quote, Russia's new hypersonic missiles are potentially destabilizing and pose significant risks because they are nuclear-capable systems. He said, by contrast, the United States is developing solely non-nuclear hypersonic strike capabilities. A Tampa, Florida man who participated in the January 6th Capitol riots will spend 8 months in prison after he was sentenced for a felony charge stemming from the incident. Prosecutors had sought an 18-month sentence for 38-year-old Paul Allard Hodgkins. Hodgkins, a supporter of former President Donald Trump, made his way into the Senate chamber on January 6th as President Joe Biden's election win was being certified. The corruption trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma resumed with a hearing on Monday following several days of deadly riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. In this case, Zuma is charged with multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering in connection with a massive 1999 arms deal when he served as deputy president. A French defense company involved in the deal has been charged with corruption and money laundering. Zuma surrendered to authorities in his home province nearly 2 weeks ago to begin serving a 15-month prison sentence handed down by the Constitutional Court in late June. That sentence was for failing to appear before an inquiry into corruption during his 9-year presidency, which ended in 2018. People in Britain are calling Monday Freedom Day, the day all pandemic-related social restrictions are lifted. Social distancing and mask wearing are no longer required within British borders. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday that at the end of September, proof of vaccination will be required to enter nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather. Johnson is spending Freedom Day in quarantine after Britain's health minister, Sajid Javid, tested positive for COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.